1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to talk about you, your health, your life. That's what the show's all about. We're going to kick it off right now and go with Henry. Hi, Henry. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello. Thank you.
Absolutely. What's up?
Well, first let me say I'm in remarkably good health, and then tell you why I say that. I have a lousy diet, not by choice, but because I have many food allergies.
Okay.
Luckily, I don't have wheat, milk, or peanut allergies, but I am allergic to almost all fresh fruit. Quite a few vegetables, fish, and most nuts and some cheeses that I know of.
Okay.
So every time I've ever had my cholesterol and blood pressure and everything checked like that, they've all been fine. So much to my surprise and delight.
Yeah, no kidding. So your question is, if you've got several food allergies, has it been going on for a long time or is this fairly recent?
No, quite a bit. I'm 49. I never was allergic to anything I know of until I was 12. And then I used to eat tuna fish quite a bit, and all of a sudden I had a reaction, and I've never been able to eat it since. And then gradually another thing, and, you know, building throughout the years. I've talked to, several doctors, and every one of these people I meet that sell some nutritional thing like Juice Plus or Relive or Monavi or anything like that, asking them, nobody ever can give me any good information about food allergies other than the advice from a doctor, which was, well, try the stuff every few years and see if it still bothers you, because we don't know what causes it or what makes it go away.
So your question to me is probably the question you've been asking everybody else, right?
Yeah. What, is there something I can do about this? And so what?
Well, with food allergies, there's a couple things that happens. I mean, can you have food allergies just direct to the foods? Yeah, but usually there's more of an underlying cause to the food allergies. And so let me ask you a couple of questions. What
sure.
Is it, I know you said your diet is okay. It's not great. So what does a typical day look like for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And then let me go from there.
Breakfast, usually like a little Debbie snack and a drink at the gas station on the way to work.
Okay.
Lunch, more often, sub sandwich or bagel, pita kind of sandwich rather than burgers and fries. And dinner, most of the time dinner at home whenever my wife cooks, which is really good stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Variety, you know, usually a meat and one vegetable or something is pretty much it. So.
Okay. Well, here's a key. A lot of times food allergies are caused not because you're just allergic to corn typically, or you're allergic to peanut butter. I mean, certain foods can trigger allergies, like eggs can trigger some allergies, corn can, and peanuts have a mold in them that can cause certain allergies in people, okay? But the root cause is when there's an excess amount of inflammation in the digestive tract, or you have a lot of gluten in your system. Gluten is a protein that's found in most grains. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, you know, flour-based foods for the most part, gluten, you can find that in there. And it's a protein that can really cause some challenging issues with the body. Now, a lot of people that have food allergies, when you remove a lot of these irritants from your diet or your daily routine, that's where you'll notice a big difference. And you'll start finding that things like tuna fish or things that would normally cause some form of allergic response to you will slowly begin to go away. So cutting out dairy products, that's a big one, and also cutting out flour-based foods. So you're like, what do I eat? Well, you're going to have to be a little bit more structured, that's for sure. I mean, running into the gas station, grabbing some kind of processed sandwich and some drink is probably not the best way to go. If you have to get up 30 minutes earlier to make you something to eat, need something that's healthy for breakfast, a couple of eggs, which are very good for you, a bowl of fresh berries, cook those eggs in coconut oil or butter, have some fresh goat's milk yogurt, make a smoothie in the morning. There's a lot of people do that if you're in a hurry. It's a great thing to do. So there's a lot of different options. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of whole foods as much as possible and staying away from processed foods as much as you can. And that makes a big difference in your overall health. So coming up with a game plan, that's going to be important first. But cutting out dairy products, cutting out flour-based foods, all of that is critical for your overall health and getting you from where you are to where you need to be. And that'll make some of the biggest impact in your health that you really could ever see, especially when it comes to food allergies. There's a lot of times you don't break down your proteins very well in the body. If you want kind of a scientific answer, you don't break down your proteins very well. The excess proteins can be can help the basophils or the mast cells produce a substance called histamine. And the undigested proteins cause this. And so when you produce excess histamine in the body from these certain types of cells, then histamine raises the allergic response in the body. Okay, eosinophils can go up and other sorts of cells like that. Now, with the histamine response, what happens is that's where you get all the itchy eyes, you get the bloating, you get tired and fatigued. So all those typical allergic or allergy type symptoms that we all experience, whether it's from pollen or whatever, you're still creating that internal response, that histamine response, that's going to cause you to be extra sensitive to certain foods, to the environment, dust, mold, that kind of thing, can really trigger this response in the body. So getting the proteins to digest better, having a great diet, cutting down inflammation in the digestive tract, that's where it all begins. It's really important to get that kind of combination together. And one thing about proteolytic enzymes is that you have to take them about an hour after a meal, 45 minutes maybe, and it makes a big difference and how your body's going to break that down. So something to consider. You can pick those up at a health food store. Lifestyle Research is a really good place to get that. And lifestyleresearch.org, good place to pick those up. And so, I mean, just a couple things to think about as you're in this journey. So it's not that, don't you find it weird? I mean, that's what I ask people when they're dealing with food allergies is, don't you find it weird that there's like 10 foods you just can't eat? But they're probably 10 foods that you really enjoy. You know what I mean? I mean, it comes down to a place where you're thinking, this just doesn't make sense. And that's why you're asking all these doctors, and they're all just sitting there going, well, we really don't know. Well, I mean, there is research out there. A lot of the research I'm talking about was found in Europe. So a lot of it in our standard of care right now, especially when you're dealing with allergies, it's just kind of, well, the elimination diet, just kind of cut those things out of your diet for a while, like the doctors told you, which is a really good response, and add them back in later and see if they bother you. But it really comes down to removing those top two foods that cause a lot of the histamine response from the diet. I mean, if you ever cut out dairy and wheat completely for, like, say, 8 weeks?
Oh, no, I never have.
Yeah. Well, look, without giving you 100 different things to do and to think about, start there. And I talk a lot about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, and guide you through that sort of process, kind of anti-inflammatory diet in there and all. But that could be a good guide for you. But, get started. Let me know. And you'll be amazed at how much food really is our best medicine. And changing our lifestyle can really change so much. But don't give up the wife's cooking at night. That might be, that sounds like the best part of the day when it comes to food. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you've got questions about your health, we have answers. We'll empower your health and your life. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, going through a tough time in a relationship, whatever it is, all of it impacts your health in a major way. And the great news is so much of it comes down to our lifestyle choices. And the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. And so we have to decide, you know, what kind of health do we want to have? And really, nobody else can make that decision for you but you. And the greatest thing you can do is to finally get to a place where you say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of living the way that I have. And the great thing about our health is that it'll change. And literally, no matter what you've been going through, so if you've had diabetes for 10 years and you're thinking, well, I'm going to have this the rest of my life because my doctor told me I would, or because, you know, my grandma had it her whole life, or whatever circumstance there might be, and you need to lose 30 pounds, and you know you do. Well, think about this. When it comes down to lifestyle choices, that's what it is. It's a choice. And that's the great thing about life, and I think it's the great thing about God, really, because He gave us the ability to choose. And we can make choices. We make good ones, and we can make some pretty stupid ones. And I'm in that crowd, too. We've all done it. But making good choices, learning how to make good choices using some common sense, especially when it comes to our health, can make some of the biggest impact in our overall life. And so that's what I want to encourage you, really, is to make good quality decisions when it comes to your health. And that's what we want to help you do on the show. We want to help take you from where you are to where you need to be so that your life can change, so that you can be better, so that you can grow, and that you can be all that you're designed to be. Because if you've been dealing with diabetes and you've been diagnosed with it and you've got to lose 30 pounds, you've got to say, all right, what one thing is holding me back from dropping 10 pounds, from 20 pounds? Is it because you're addicted to food? Is it because that you're lazy and you know it and you're not willing to go out and start exercising? Is it because maybe food has become your comfort, or it's become your boyfriend because you maybe got a divorce, or you're feeling sorry for yourself and that's your comfort? That's what you go to? And it's keeping you overweight and keeping you sick. You know, whatever it is, it's kind of like you got to face the music. You've got to realize, okay, I've got a health challenge. I've been diagnosed with whatever, heart disease. You've had a stent put in your heart because of poor lifestyle choices over a long period of time. You're saying, oh, but what about genetics? It's genetics, isn't it? You know, that's the biggest cop-out I've ever heard. And yes, genetics do play a role, but they're about 25 to 30% tops some health challenges. A little bit more, but not many. And so when we hang it on genetics and we say, just because grandma had it, well, you know, she had two stents in her heart, I've got one, so I knew it was coming. See, that's just a bunch of bunk. It really is. You got to get to the place where you say, you know what, it doesn't matter. You got to draw a line in the sand and realize that just because someone else had it in your family doesn't mean you have to. You don't have to be your genetics. You can overcome. Because if about 75% of what we deal with from our health perspective is based on our lifestyle choices. I mean, think about that. The power lies in our hands in so many different ways. And it's challenging when you see someone like an icon like Steve Jobs and just a guy that just is brilliant, entrepreneur, visionary, go through pancreatic cancer and liver cancer. You know, and the passing of someone like that at only 56, I think he was, or 58, I mean, it's unbelievable what he brought to really not just our nation, but the world with, you know, just the gift that he had. But look at how that was snuffed away. Was it poor choices? Pancreatic cancer has a pretty strong genetic component to it, and it's extremely aggressive. Matter of fact, I think he was diagnosed back in 2004. And the interesting thing about that is, you know, he's made it quite some time. Most people don't even make it barely even a year to 2 years of pancreatic cancer because it's so aggressive. So the treatment, and I don't know his lifestyle choices, I don't know what he changed in his life, knowing his stress level was probably through the roof for many years, but I don't know what changes he made, but, you know, certainly he had to make some to extend and do as well as he did. I'm sure the medical treatment was pretty amazing as well. So when you think about that and you think about, okay, the choices I'm making right now are going to determine is going to determine the kind of health I'm going to have. And, you know, cancer takes about 10 years to form, about 1 billion cells, which is enough to create a tumor that can be damaging. And so think about that. So the choices you make now, whatever your age is, if you're 45, you know, what's going to determine your health at 55? Well, the choices you're making right now. So what kind of choices are you making? That's the key. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Make better choices. You got to lose 30 pounds. If you got to lose 20 pounds, if you know that you're dealing with some type of health challenge, and all you have to do is make lifestyle changes, and you know that's going to radically transform your health, why aren't you doing it? What one thing is holding you back from being everything you were designed to be, in your life especially, but with your health? And what would it take to get it back? If I told you that if you did these 10 steps, you would get your health back, would you do it? And see, that's the challenge that I lay out for people. I'll say, do you want to get well? That's the subtitle of my book, Empowering Your Health, and I did that on purpose. So the question is, do you want to get well? Not maybe, not I kind of do. Maybe, you know, if just don't take away my fried chicken, don't take away my donuts, and maybe I can work on it. See, that kind of person doesn't want to get well. That kind of mindset, you don't want to get well. You don't want to change. The change has to happen in the mind first, and the body will follow. Pretty incredible when you think about it. But when you decide that you want to get well, when you decide you want to live well, then it's amazing what will happen. You'll actually stay well after that process happens. And you'll be able to thrive in your health. And on this show, that's what we want to talk about. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, that means you can lifestyle your way out and get well. We got our preferred wellness providers in your area. So if you're looking for someone to take care of you with the same philosophy and mindset that I have here on this show, we have them now. We're building a network around the country of our preferred wellness providers. You call the same number, 888-283-7272. They'll guide you to get to the folks, or you can call the number during the day, 888-599-9355. It all works together. We've got a great team to work with you and your health. We'll get to more health questions when we come back right after the break. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Mason.
What's going on? How can I help?
I was wanting to ask a question. I've known some people that has recently had some chelation therapy.
Okay.
And I didn't understand it. One guy had a lot of blockages, and he said it cleared them out. Others had arthritis issues, but you know, I don't know the depth of it, the pros and cons. I was wondering, is it safe?
Yeah, it's very safe. Matter of fact, it's a really, really good alternative treatment that's available. And they have a vitamin infusions that you can do with high amounts of vitamin C. It's very popular. It actually works very, very well. Chelation therapy does. And so, you know, don't think, though, this is the one caveat to that, is don't think that it's the end-all, be-all. It's a great treatment, and it's a great therapy, and it is what it is. But, you know, you have to radically change your lifestyle first. And that's always, you know, first and foremost. It's kind of like a turbocharger on your car, but you got to make sure you put in the right gas in on a regular basis for it to run properly.
Right.
So
you think, does chelation have anything to do with unblocking arteries that, you know, maybe somebody's had a bad choice of foods in their life? And I know it's not a complete alternative, but do you think it'd be safe?
All right, let's talk real for just a second. Is this for you?
No, what it is, I've got a friend that's had issues with blockages, and he's, you know, how people talk, and he's heard of a man that's had, you know, success, you know, doing this. But, you know, like I said, I have not really investigated it. I just heard you on the radio tonight, and I sure thought I would try to get an insight into it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. All right. So if your buddy is kind of going through a lot of blockages, say he's got, you know, had high cholesterol and he's getting a lot of plaque buildup in the arteries.
Right.
Worried about heart attacks and all that kind of thing. Here's the deal. First thing you want to tell your buddy is to pick up a copy of my book, which is called Empowering Your Health. The reason I'm telling you that is because it really will educate him on issues with heart disease, lifestyle habits, everything from eating to how to get your blood work done, get it done right, to, you know, how much water to drink, what exactly to do for cardiac health, all of it. It's all in there. And so it'll give him a real good guidepost for that, because here's the deal. He's going to have, if he's got this in his genetic makeup and from poor lifestyle choices over a long period of time, it takes some time to undo that. And he's going to have to get radical. I mean, he's literally, if he wants to get on this train and make a difference in his health, he's going to have to make some major changes. Now, if he gets it in his mind that he wants to get well, and he's willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be to get well and stay well, then he'll be successful. Now, only when he's ready to make those kind of choices and make those changes in his life would it be worth doing some type of treatment like chelation therapy. But if he's looking at that to correct his issue, he's going to waste his money. Because it's a great adjunct. It's good to help, you know, kind of along while he makes those better, you know, starting to exercise and drink half his body weight in ounces of water daily, to start following the anti-inflammatory diet, get better rest, to make sure that he gets his blood work done every 6 months. I mean, those types of things have to be in place first after he makes the decision that he wants to get well. And then adding in chelation therapy is, you know, is not a bad option for people. Now, here's the deal. With chelation therapy, it's not in the evidence, meaning evidence-based medicine. That's what we go by in the medical model. And so if something is not evidence-based technically in one of the journals, then it's not really looked favorably upon as a valid form of treatment. Now, with that said, does it work? Yes, I've seen it work for many, many people. Is there research on it in Europe? Yes. But, of course, we don't really go by that. We don't really count. It's kind of like it's valid in some ways, but in the other ways, it's, you know, we go by our own research here more than anything. So it's one of those deals where he's got to make his own choice. You know, for the most part, it's very, very safe. The vitamin infusions and all that they do are very, very safe. And, you know, it's guided by a physician, which is always you want to do it that way no matter what. But you want to make sure the physician's there and is part of the treatment plan, not just, you know, a figurehead. And he's got techs doing it all. He makes sure that he's actively involved in that process. So he's very educated on it, knows what he's doing. You know, that's important. Yeah, I think it's something definitely he should look into. But if he's not willing to change his lifestyle, then nothing's going to help. Because that's where it all starts. That's the beginning phase. You know, do you want to get well? That's the question you want to ask him. Tell him I said that. You know, ask him that for me and watch the change that can happen in his life. But, yeah, overall, after he makes lifestyle changes, adding that into his plan, not a bad idea. Seeing great results with it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You can send me an email. I'll make it part of the show. Or whatever we can to improve your health and your life. Let's go now to Craig. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man.
Good to talk with you. Thanks for taking my call. Make a long story short, I've hit a wall here spiritually, physically, and mentally, and I've been on about a 100-hour fast right now.
Okay.
And I'm ready to get radical. And I have a lot of health issues.
All right.
I could probably stand to lose a couple of 100 pounds.
Okay.
Still pretty active.
Yeah.
But my hip, I've had an injury back in my youth, high school wrestling, and my hip's in pretty bad shape. And I fought through all that my whole life. My right knee's taken a lot of abuse, and my left leg's paid the price, and my weight has added to the issue. And coming out of this fast, just wanted some real-world advice about how a man like me, who's going to have to keep on the go somehow or another, can sustain my health issues.
And the great thing about it is, you know, the thing I love about, you know, for me, it's what I believe, you know, God always gives us a second chance. And when we mess that one up, he'll give us a third chance. And when we mess that one up, he'll give us a fourth one.
Right.
And that's the amazing part of that. And the reason I correlate that is because our health, our body regenerates every single day. You know, so each day old cells die off and new cells form. And that's why once you're diagnosed with something, you know, certain health challenges, once you're diagnosed, sometimes it can be too late. But, you know, for many of them, if we make some really radical changes in our life, we can see unbelievable improvements in our health and really begin to thrive instead of just barely making it. So, you know, there's a lot of hope for you. There really is. There's a lot. I mean, you know, you need to lose a couple hundred pounds. Okay, big deal. You know, you spent plenty of time putting it on, right?
Played in high school at just about 300, and I lost down to about 182 at one time. I don't know. I can't say I did it right, but I know how to do it in one way. But I don't think that's the way to do it. And trying to become active again. And I use a little assistance walking. Just praying that God keeps me moving, and he has.
And he has, and he will. And, you know, your kids will want to spend time with you, and you will be the dad that you're designed to be. But we got to get you there.
So stopping at a fast food store, are you opposed to Atkins?
I'm not opposed to it, no, because sometimes people respond very well to it. And, you know, if you've got to use that for a period of time, is it my first choice? No. But if it works for you, then I'm okay with it. I'm better. My favorite choice, obviously, is to keep things balanced. Because you can lose the weight. It's going to take a little bit longer. I think it's a healthier way to do it, to follow something like the anti-inflammatory diet. You're going to lose the weight. Because if you stick with it and you stay on top of your blood work and make sure you don't have any deficiencies at all, and you really start changing your lifestyle and your eating habits, I mean, fast food is just, it's not going to happen. I mean, can you make your meals at home? Or are you on the go, like with your job? Or
I'm on the go. I'll have to catch everything at a convenience store or something.
Is too much to make your food and carry it with you?
Well, yes, sir. At this point, it would be. I'm not really set up to have a kitchen right now.
Okay, I understand. Well, if you're doing the convenience store thing, no doubt about it, you can walk in. Most of them have fruit, right? So they got apples, they got oranges. You see them in little baskets, and I travel all the time. So that's in there. So you do the best. If you want to go into fast food stores, you know, like a regular place, just always go for the salad. Go for the grilled chicken that they put on there. If you can do that, I would go salad with grilled chicken, and then you always – they don't really put that much protein on there, and if you're – you know, have that much weight on you, you're going to need the protein to keep your lean muscle tissue. And so you can do an extra chicken breast, throw away the bread. Sometimes they'll just charge a little upcharge to put more chicken on the salad. That's a good way to go. But you got to focus on getting those vegetables, your protein, and your good healthy fats. You know, a lot of the gas stations and whatnot, they have almonds, and they have a lot of the good, you know, stay away from peanuts, but they've got cashews, and you can get healthy fats that way. And you do the best you can. Stay away from bread. Stay away from the processed foods. I mean, it's all processed at that level. But if you even fast food restaurants, you know, you don't need to get hung up in the fact that there's, you know, preservatives and whatnot in the chicken and all. That's not where you are right now. You just need to be eating as healthy as possible, getting fresh fruit and vegetables when you can, and making the best choices. Stay active and exercise as much as you can. If you need assistance walking, then get assistance and do whatever you got to do to keep moving. But, you know, do me a favor. I'm here every night. So stay in touch with me somehow. And I'll be here any way to help you that I can. Just know that you can make it. And I believe in you.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Or are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health,
provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You can join us on Facebook and Twitter there as well. So here's the other deal. I want to make sure you know there's our preferred wellness providers. They're in all the different markets and cities where we are. So if you're listening right now and you're not sure if there's somebody in your area that believes the way that we do here and can really focus on prevention, lifestyle-based choices, nutritional-based choices for your health, whatever your health challenge might be, we do have folks there in your area. You can call the number and also find someone. We have a great preferred wellness provider team that will help get you to the place that you need. So we're doing everything we can to serve you, to get you the help that you need so you can get well, stay well, and live well, because that's what it's all about. You know, listeria in the cantaloupes, have you heard about that? There's a deadly outbreak, and they're saying it's the deadliest outbreak we've ever had in the last decade. So the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, says 72 people have been sickened and 13 have died as a result of eating cantaloupes tainted with listeria bacteria. It's the deadliest outbreak of foodborne illness in the U.S. in a decade. The state officials say that they're investigating more on the deaths, one in New Mexico, Kansas, Wyoming. They're all connected to the contaminated Colorado cantaloupes. So the new numbers mean the death toll has outpaced the number of deaths tied to an outbreak of salmonella in peanut products nearly 3 years ago. I think you remember that. I know I do. Nine people died in that outbreak, but according to the CDC, it's the third deadliest outbreak of foodborne illness since the agency began keeping records in 1985, cheese contaminated with listeria killed 52 people. It's incredible. Bacteria, obviously, can be, just pretty scary. Any type of bacteria, virus, there's so many different ways that the organisms can just wreak havoc. But, you know, when it's a foodborne illness like listeria, it's definitely something to watch out for. With botulism's bad. Listeria is unbelievable when it can come in and what it can do. So the cantaloupes, obviously, steer clear, especially with the brand Rocky Ford, I believe, is the one that they were very concerned with. It was recalled. So if you have those in the fridge for whatever reason, you might want to think twice about cracking that thing open and jumping in. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Wallace now. Hi, Wallace. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. I want to, first of all, get you, if you can, to kind of get me lined up of how to start on a treadmill for exercise. I have an eye impairment. I also have an inner ear problem. I have a balance problem, so I don't walk a lot. I don't, you know, kind of my dizziness. About the only exercise I get is looking for a shade to put my hammock in. I'm overweight. I'm 5'10". I weigh 225.
Okay.
And I'm a southern boy, so in the morning I eat grits or scrambled eggs on sausage, scrambled eggs and sausage on toast, or either sausage and biscuit, that type of thing for breakfast. And I usually eat a sandwich of ham and tomato or a hot dog, hamburger, what have you, through the day for dinner, for lunch, and then maybe a canned soup for supper.
Okay.
I live by myself, so I have to do my own cooking.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I understand. I know how that is.
So I know my eating habits are certainly not healthy, but I mean, that's the best I can do. But mainly, I need some exercise because if I keep going down like I'm going down now, I'm going to wake up dead for too much longer.
Well, I wouldn't think that way. I think that, you know, the main key is, you know, what can you do? And that's what I want to help you do. So here's
all
the
right.
Key. The big deal is your food. Now, because you live by yourself and you got to do your own cooking and all, I understand that. I've been a bachelor at one time in my life, so I get that. But you have to just figure out, you know, what you can do to make better choices. You know, southern boy and you eat certain things for breakfast, that's okay. But if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results, you know, they say that's the definition of insanity, right? I know you're not insane. So the key is, what can you do? Well, in my book, Empowering Your Health, there's an entire diet plan or food plan called the Anti-Inflammatory Diet, and it's just a portion of the book. And it really gives you a good guideline. It has all the different foods in there that will bring health to your body, and it will have all the foods that will take health out of your body. So just a quick rundown. You always want to do a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate at every meal. That's just something to keep in mind. What are proteins? Chicken, fish, beef, eggs, you know, yogurt. They contain a lot of protein in them. All right? Carbohydrates, low glycemic, and you want to stick with fruits and vegetables, so you want to stay away from grits. You want to stay away from a lot of the grains. You want to stay away from oatmeal, stay away from bread. So that knocks out your diet right there, partner. And then the fats are actually really good for you. Okay, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all the healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s and 9, fish oil, really good for you as well. So that's why the book itself will be such an asset to you. It will really guide you. So 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between is a good way to go. So for breakfast, you could be talking something like maybe 2 or 3 organic eggs. Very inexpensive, easy to cook up on the frying pan, right? Cook them in coconut oil or butter and a bowl of fresh berries. Not hard to do. And then for lunch, you want to go with a piece of chicken, you have a piece of red meat, some green vegetables, and half an avocado. There you go, lunch. And then, you know, dinner, instead of that cup of soup, you could even do a fresh smoothie that you can mix up with good quality whey protein powder. You could have fruits or vegetables that you mix in with it, and a couple of tablespoons of coconut oil that would be good. See, all that's in my book, and I talk a lot about that. So it's, if you've never done it before, it's a lot to educate yourself on, but it's very easy once you have a guide to do that. And I'm here on the show. You can always call me and ask questions, whatever you want to do. Treadmill, always have something you can hold on to. I know you've got a treadmill, but they have bars you can put on the side for helping you with your balance. That will be helpful. Start out light and build your way up, working up to about 30 minutes at a time. Also, something simple as a mini trampoline with a stabilization bar can be something that can be helpful for you as well. Great talking with you. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can help your friends, your family, and our communities.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, but I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.